Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Hey, man. It's me, Juan.
Hey, Juan. How's it going, buddy?
Okay. All right. I got the contract. You sent in the email, right, earlier?
Yeah, I sure did. It should be in your email there.
Okay. So my dad just had to sign where all the X's are at?
Pretty much. If you want, I can go through it with you.
Yeah, I'm at the... Okay, hold on. Okay, so I have the first page. It's the future receivable purchase and sales agreement.
Yeah, I don't think anything needs to be signed on the first page. Or I'm just pulling it up right now for you.
At the bottom, it just says seller and principal.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, you're right. So just he needs to sign it as a seller and principal on the right-hand side there, next to both the seller and the principal. And the reason he signs for the seller is basically because we're lending funds based off your future receivables, future sales. So he's basically selling the funds to buy back to himself, if that makes any sense. And then other than that, he just needs to initial on the right on each page, even if there's not a spot for anything, just initial on the bottom right-hand side or left-hand side, wherever you guys prefer there.
Do I have to sign with
a
witness?
No, there's no need for a signature for a witness. No, okay. It's good.
And then I think four pages of just terms?
Yeah, just the four pages, just have them initial on the bottom right-hand side on those.
On all of them? Or?
Yep, on all of them. Just so it shows that you read them, or you guys read them.
Okay. Well, it says on the first page, sellers shall pay buyer a $295. $5 fee for administrative services, including filing financial statements, writing monthly statements when applicable.
Yeah, it looks like they are charging a $295 fee. It's not something you have to pay out of pocket for. It'll just come out of the actual funding amount. But I wasn't aware of that until I got the loan documents myself, so I apologize.
Okay, so we're paying that to you guys, or?
It actually just comes out of the loan amount. You don't have to write a check for it separately or pay it with a card or anything like that. It's just going to actually come out of the loan amount itself.
Okay. And then the rest are just
terms? The rest, just initials, and then it looks like on page 7, we need a signature there. It's the,
You said put initials on all the pages?
Right, on all the pages that don't require signature, just initial.
Okay.
And then it looks like on page 7 we need a signature.
Where it says Can Capital?
Yeah, on the upper right-hand corner. Just need a signature there. And then a signature next to it as well.
What do you mean? So, is there like initials or...
No, or it says it says Ken Capital at the upper right hand corner, then it has the date underneath it, 6/30/2016.
Yeah.
Has his name. So it's got an X where it says company name Juanito's Tacos, have him sign there.
And then there his name also.
Yeah, and then on the right hand side there's an X there, so you just sign on that X there too.
Okay. And there where it says request for transcript of tax return.
Yeah, he just needs to sign that one too. Just sign it and date it. It's fine. And you can put owner if you want to for title.
This was for you guys or?
That's actually in case the loan defaults. I think what they'll do is they'll look back just to make sure that the tax return that you guys provided was the correct tax return, which in this case we know it is. But that's just so they can actually have access to pull the tax return if they need to.
How do we do it for us? Like to report this for our tax?
It's a good question. You will receive documents. You'll receive the. A statement. But whenever, are you guys going to file your taxes here soon, or?
Well, not till next year.
Okay.
Well, I mean, till the end of the year.
Gotcha. Yeah, just give me a call, let me know. I can, your accountant should know, but you should be able to provide them a copy of the actual loan agreement, or you'll receive a statement, monthly that will break it down, and you'll be able to write the cost off as a business expense for you guys.
Okay. All right, and then the last, not the last one, but the second to the last, the tenant authority. Store registration, the landlord reference.
Yeah, landlord reference. He just needs to just print his name and sign that one.
I just print the landlord's name, or
no? Actually, he needs to actually sign and date this one. That's just so they can contact the landlord for the business property and just make sure that you're current on your current lease.
That might be an issue because he's in Korea, and I don't know when he's coming back.
All right, well, we can get 4 months of canceled rent checks in that case.
Yeah, because, I mean, the manager's here for the landlord.
That'll probably be fine if you can just give me their contact information just so they can verify that.
Yeah, on the, remember the, did I send you the card with the landlord? It says Palm Plaza LLC.
What's that now?
I don't know if you remember when you needed the landlord information also, and I send you a card through email.
Yeah, I remember that actually.
It's the Palmland LLC.
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, as long as we can give them a call and I can just verify that you guys are current. If you have a point of contact there you'd prefer me to speak to, you can just email me their name, and if I can use that same number, that'll be fine.
Yeah, on the card, that's the manager's info.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay, so do I just leave that page blank, or?
No, just go ahead and have him sign it and date it, or print his name, and then sign it on the right-hand side.
Okay. All right, and then the last one, the ACH authorization form.
Right, so just put in the bank, you got your bank name, the account number, and the routing number, and then just have him sign it, put his name, title, date on that one.
Okay.
That's so they can actually set up the ACH, that's so they can program it and all that good stuff.
I'm going to tell you, which routing number do I send you? Is there the wiring, or I think there's a wire one, just in the light.
It'd be the same numbers that are on the check that you provided, so let's see here. That check is routing number 121-000-358.
That same one?
Yeah, but it's going to be the 121-000-358 routing number that pertains to the account number ending in 9530.
Okay.
Yeah, then the account number is just the 325-062-98-9530.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was just asking because last time when we were like on the process of getting funded, because I called the bank, they were having issues, and they said, well, they're sending it the wire, you have to send them the wiring through electronic, you got to send them the electronic. That's why I was just asking, because sometimes they get that confused, and it won't come through. That's all I was asking.
Yeah, I remember last time you had an issue you mentioned to me, so.
All right, and that's pretty much it, Ryan, and I'll just send it over to you.
That'll be it, then they'll go ahead and begin the funding process. They'll actually go through everything and make sure that we can capture some funds before they actually fund it. They'll do. They'll probably give you a call and set up the actual processing, so you can put in the code and everything.
So what's it called? So do I receive the money first, or do you guys charge first?
What'll happen is they'll have a few transactions to go through first, just to make sure it's capturing the funds to pay the loan back. And then after that happens, that you won't be charged anything first. But I mean, that $295 fee is actually coming out of the loan amount itself. So when they wire the funds, it'll just be minus that $295 fee.
Okay. All right. Well, I just get this and send it over to you right now.
Right on. And then just give you a heads up, the ACH, that last page, that is to set up the credit card processing. That's going to come out at a later time. But I should have a heads up, and I'll give you guys a call. It's probably not going to come out till probably a couple of weeks or so. But usually I get an email that lets me know, and I'll just give you a call and let you know. I'm sure it won't be a problem. I'm sure I'll have the funds in the account, but I just like to let you guys know in advance, so it's not a surprise for you.
All right, then.
But that's that, buddy.
Okay. Thank you.
You too.
I'll talk
to you soon.
Like in a little bit. All right.
All right, sounds good.
Bye.
Bye-bye.